Welcome back. This is Caroline and welcome to the Dynamic Astrology Podcast. This is part two in a three-part series where I talk about what's been going on in 2020 and what's coming up in the stars for the rest of 2020. This talk was originally a members-only live Zoom event for Home House in London. Stay tuned.
When you learn more about your astrology, you can learn more about the astrology of the people around you and you can give people a break. And right now, we all need to give people a break. I say to my team all the time, please don't react to that person. What we are all going through right now is everybody is on the edge. I don't know if you've been experiencing this, but we have. It doesn't matter if they're living in a mansion, in the countryside, everybody is feeling this global wave and it's frightening. And so people are overreacting. So one of the main messages I would like to share with you this evening is, guys, we are all in this together. I'm not like working for the government. Can you imagine? I'm not working for any government. And all I'm saying is we are all in this together. And the thing that we can do is we can take control of the way that we react and we respond. And just remember that all of our suffering comes from either aversion to pain and suffering or attachment to pleasure and gain. It's as simple as that. So the more detached we can become, and I'm not telling you to be like robots. What I'm saying is just go with the flow. I don't know about you, but it's like sometimes in the mornings when I turn on my emails, I'm like, okay, 2020, what have you got for me now? It's like, oh, here's a deal. Now it's gone. Here's another deal. Now it's gone. Here's someone, they're sending some emails, they disappear for 4 weeks. You know, it's not normal. But the thing is that there is absolutely no point chasing things. You just have to do what you can do and take care of your own minds, right? And just go with the flow, just become equanimous. I love this story, right? I'm just going to share this little anecdote. I can see some of the people that I've seen you before at Home House. Do you know, the interesting thing, the first event I ever did at Home House was in 2012. And I was talking about this big shift in consciousness and everything else. And here we are now, 8 years later. It's really interesting, I think, anyway, because I'm a pattern recognition robot. This astrology of 2020 is a little bit crazy. And people keep asking me, when is it going to stop? I've got friends, I'm sure all of you have, like based in Los Angeles at the moment. And it's pretty rough there. It really is. We shouldn't really talk about like politics and everything, but you know what? It's just who I am. They say, right? Okay, listen to this. I don't know if I agree with this, but they say that a country or a nation, its collective consciousness attracts the leader it gets, right? So I said that to a couple of my friends in America and they're like, WTF, right? Because the thing is that what's going on at the moment is our attachment and our aversion attract the leaders that we put in power, right? And the thing is that it's all about the mind poisons. In Buddhism, it's called mind poisons. In Christianity, it's called the sins. So it's greed, ignorance, pride, selfishness, and anger. And if you think about what's going on, it's not just America either. You know, look at Brazil. Look, it's all over the world. The thing is, right, is that we've all come here for a reason, I believe, because that's how I am. And it takes one single match to light a really dark room. And if we can just raise our consciousness to move away from blame, right, and just look for the solutions and bring peace and harmony and compassion into everything that we do, we are the change that we want to see ourselves. And it doesn't matter, even if you impact one single person, that's like the most incredible thing we can do in our lives. So let me just talk about this astrology. All right. So we have the little planets and they do like a little dance. And does everyone know the game musical chairs? All right. So the houses 1 to 12 stay exactly the same. They don't move. They're just areas that are mapped out in the heavens, right? And they just stay where they are. It's like a really solid old street, number 1 to 12. You know, number one's been there since beginning of time, yeah? And number 12 has too. And what tends to happen is, it's not like this, I'm just simplifying it. The stars and the planets, they do like a little cosmic dance. And the minute that you are all born, it's like the music stops and they jump to the first seat they can find. So all your charts, so some of you will have the sun in Aries, but then you look at the house it's in, right? And what happens is it's the same in the stars. So I'm not really, I mean, sure, I work on, like, you know, sometimes I do full moon rituals. Sometimes I do new moon rituals. New moons are really great because that's today, guys. And the new moon is in the sign of Leo. And Leo, I believe that every sign, I don't believe in positive and negative. I don't really dig that because it means that it's definitive and it's fixed and nothing is fixed. Everything is impermanent. Everything. Every single thing we see, not one thing is permanent. Everything is impermanent. Even if it's going to be there for 5,000 years, it's still impermanent. Do you know what I'm saying? So what tends to happen is some signs go right and some signs go wrong, and it's all in any given moment. So today we have the new moon in Leo. So when we finish our little talk, a couple of minutes left, when we finish our little talk, it would be really good if you could make some wishes, because new moons are great for planting seeds and making wishes and manifesting things. What I would say is that Leo gone right is about love, joy, happiness, creativity. It's ruled by the sun, and every time the sun comes out, it makes people feel happy. But also, the shadow side of Leo is narcissism and vanity and ego and selfishness. So when you make that list, please write, may all beings be free from suffering. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free from the causes of suffering, or your own translation of that. Because if we were all free from suffering, we'd be living in utopia. And that's what an enlightened society is all about. The thing is that this shift in 2020 does have the potential to lead us toward an enlightened society. You know, it's not a myth. Because the thing is, right, check this out. As brothers and sisters, and believe you me, we are all brothers and sisters. We are all connected to the human race, that we're family, right? It doesn't matter where you're from, what creed, color, race you are. What happened is within our DNA, there exists in our atoms the remnants of stars that exploded. So we are technically stardust. I went on live television once and there was a slow news day in one of the tabloids, and they tried to debunk what I said. I said, that's actually a fact. And they brought an astrophysicist in, and he couldn't actually debunk it. What he said was, well, yes, it is true that within the human DNA, there does exist the remnants of stars that have long since died and exploded. But to say that that has any spiritual relevance is poppycock, whatever. We've still have stardust within our DNA. You can't debunk it. I'm not debating with them anyway. They're fools. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm not interested. Like, not interested. I don't read those papers. The only reason I know about it is because someone I was in school with about 30,000 years ago, husband reads it. And they decided to reach out to me and show me this wonderful article. Do you know what I mean? Like, whatever. That's really low vibration stuff. Who cares? Like, seriously. But the point is, I was right. So all of us have stardust within our DNA. When we're cut, all of our blood is red. We are all connected, and our minds and souls have been here forever. So we have all been related at some stage. So check this out. Leo, new moon, today, make some wishes. You can wish for whatever you want, but wish for all of us. If we all do that tonight, imagine the power that has. I believe in the power of collective prayer. I really do. Yeah? Let's talk about the astrology. So, in astrology, right, try and break things down and make it super simple. In astrology, everything goes in threes. Remember that song? That's the magic number? It really is. So in astrology, everything goes in threes. So I'm Aquarius. So that's my sun sign, right? That's my sun sign. It's in the sign of Aquarius. Yeah, that's the star sign. And mine happens to be in the eighth house, which is the house of Scorpio. So I'm really interested in what goes on beneath the surface. Really deep, juicy stuff. You know, like anything that's like, you know, more than meets the eye. That's like Scorpio energy. That's the eighth house. So all of us have that for every planet that we've got. So everything goes in threes. Now, what's going on at the moment? We've got a planet called Uranus. There is no easy way to say that. Now, Uranus is the natural ruler of Aquarius. But remember I told you about that musical chairs thing? So when the music stops, everything goes into a different place, right? So Uranus moves around the signs of the zodiac every 7 years, right? And in 1934, it moved into the sign of Taurus. And for all you historians out there, I don't know if you know what was going on in 1934, but it was basically the rise of fascism. Yeah, we had like Hitler, Mussolini, Franco, all of that stuff was going on in 1934. Now look at the global stage at the moment. Ringing any bells? I mean, seriously, yeah? But the difference is that we have each other and we are all connected. So people can't get away with all the shit they were getting away with in those days. What happened was Uranus moved into Taurus, and that was in 1934 and stayed for 7 years. Now, for the first time since 1934, it moved back into Taurus, and that was 1 year ago. So it started, right? We've got another little while left with it. The difference this time, we've got a big planet called Saturn. So Saturn is the natural ruler of Capricorn, right? And most astrologers say, oh, you know, Saturn's a really like tough planet, and Saturn gets really pissed off about that, just as Mercury does for being blamed for everyone's issues to do with communication when it's retrograde and everything else. Now, the thing about Saturn is that Saturn moved into its home sign in 2017. And what tends to happen is that it asks people to take off the rose-tinted glasses. It asks people to view things, because Capricorn and Saturn energy is about reality. It's about take off the rose-tinted glasses and see things for what they really are. See yourself for who you really are. And the thing is that it moves into the sign of Aquarius, right? We had a little start of it, right, at the beginning of this year. And Aquarius, I don't know if you know anything about this energy, but it's the most revolutionary sign of the zodiac. It's like, wake up people, you're hurting the planet, you're hurting yourselves, you're consuming too much, you're hurting each other, you're hurting everybody, stop it, yeah? And so what happened was it moved in and stayed for a little while and shifted in March. Now, at the end of this year, 2020, it moves back into the sign of Aquarius until 2023. But the good news is that Jupiter, the planet of expansion, opportunity, and growth, also moves into the sign of Aquarius and works with it. So even though in March, when it kicked in, it was like, right, you lot, I don't know what to do with you, so I'm sending you all to your rooms to think about how you've been behaving. That's it. Go. Lockdown, shutting down. That's it. They've all been misbehaving. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like they need to go, they need a little time out, right? Because Saturn is like, I'm trying my best to show you things here, and you have to see these things. So it's like, yeah, anyway, and they move in together at the end of 2020. So the last time these guys were both together was in 1962 to 1964. So the Vietnam War was still going down. We still had, the Civil Rights Act was finally enacted, but that was after the Civil Rights Movement and Revolution. And if you, I was talking about this like years ago, and so look at everything that's going on now. What's happening is that Aquarius, it doesn't see like, oh, that's a woman, that's a man, that's he's gay, she's gay, he's bisexual. The Aquarian energy as a whole, not as a person, is bigger than that, yeah? All it sees is a person, a human being, you know, someone with Buddha nature or God-like, Christ-like consciousness, a good person that hasn't had the right environment to thrive. And everybody deserves the right environment to thrive. And Aquarius is all about equality. So what's happening is it's gone full circle to where it was in 1962 and 1964. And it's saying, right, people, yeah, how far have you come? How far have you come? Do you see? So I think astrologically, it's one of the most fascinating times ever. But the most important thing is that we have to take care of our minds, and we really, really need to have compassion for people, because people are losing their shit, guys. And if we don't have to, so me personally, I have my own routine and everything is in that journal, right? It gives you a structure to work with. Basically, 10 minutes of meditation in the morning. And basically what it says is that at night, we have to stop being so plugged in, because Aquarian energy, Uranus is the ruler of Aquarius, and Uranus governs electricity, it governs the internet, it causes meltdowns, metaphysical, physical, mental breakdowns, right? If we are constantly plugged in, we are not giving our energy a chance to settle and rest and heal. So I say to my clients, try it for 1 week and see how you feel. 8:30 every night, turn your mobile data off. If you want to watch a movie or anything like that, if it's on your laptop, that's okay. But the thing is that, you know, you need to turn off your email alerts, because what's happening is it's frazzling us and we are all over the place. So what we really need to do is have the opportunity to ground ourselves, because my clients keep saying to me, Caroline, when's it going to stop? I'm so sorry, guys. It's not going to stop. It's just going to keep on ranking up and cranking up. And we, as human beings, will adapt and we will find new ways of handling things. The one thing I will say, though, is that whilst one person suffers, so do we all. Because it doesn't matter how removed we feel from the suffering of other people. On a level, we are all interconnected, so we have to help each other. We can't just leave it to other people. And I'm not telling you to sort of, you know, run out there and, you know, feed every single homeless person in the world. But all I'm saying is start where you are, start small, and try your very best to make a difference. Because the thing is that we can't have such short-term views. We're going to have a future life. And if we are not generous in this life, in our next life, we're going to feel that. Do you see what I'm trying to say? And there's no point saying, oh, you know, I'm such a good person. I don't understand why these things happen to us. Well, a lot of the time, it's so that we can learn and grow as human beings and elevate to the next level. And another time, it's just a way for us to purify our karma. You know, so the best thing is not to be fearful, to be generous, to give without expectation. What my clients say to me, well, I'm so giving and I'm so generous. And whenever I ask for something, they don't give it to me. I said, yeah, but that's not giving and that's not generous. That's a negotiation. What you're doing is you're giving with an expectation of a return. It's not rocket science. Do you see what I'm trying to say? So it's almost like giving a glass of water to a stranger and then bumping into another stranger and being upset that that stranger doesn't give you their glass of water. It's like, give, don't wait for it to come back. Sure enough, it will come back. The maturation of your own karma, it's almost like, suffer little children to come unto me. It will elevate your consciousness and your soul. And the worst thing that can happen to us is that we can get sick and we can get die. Well, you know what? I just want another 2 inches, right? And I want to be born somewhere really hot. That's my wish list. It's not real. We're going to come back again and again and again and again and again. I mean, I would be kind of upset because I feel like I've gathered a little bit of knowledge in this life. And it means probably I have to start again from the very beginning. But anyway, on that note, all I can say is buckle up, work on your minds. I practice meditation every single day. I should practice more meditation, but you know what? I'm being kind to myself. I try my best. That's all I can do. I'm a human being and I'm flawed. The other thing I do is a little bit of yoga every single day, because there is never, ever a time where you will hit your yoga mat and ever regret it, ever. It's just that our egos resist it. No, I want to stay and suffer. I want to watch Instagram. I want to see what everyone else is not doing. I want to see what everyone else is pretending to be doing. Do you know what I'm doing? Do you see what I mean? Anyway, it's going to be all right. And this life is just one life of many. Can we just offer any benefit or merit from this little talk up to everyone? So if you don't have to join your hands together if you don't want to, but it'd be great if you could. Close your eyes, take a really deep breath and say, "On with me." May all beings be free from suffering. May all beings be free from the causes of suffering. May all beings be happy and joyful. And I wish all of you to have a wonderful rest of your evening. And I hope that in this talk, even if you take one little nugget of wisdom, it helps you throughout the rest of 2020. And that has a domino effect on all the people that you are connected with.
I hope you found that interesting and thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel and give us a review if you have 5 minutes. Also, if you email us at info@dynamicastrology.com and quote the code podcast2020, you receive a 10% discount on any of our coaching services. Stay tuned and listen to episode 2.